from Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome once again to Land Grant University presents Beers with the Brewers, recorded at the Land Grant Tap Room in the Kickstarter Room. I'm Mark Richards, and we also have today Justin.
Hello.
And joining us this week, Vincent Valentino, new to the podcast.
Yeah, also known as Vaughn around here.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
This is Walt, by the way.
So this week we're going to be drinking Kin. It's our tropical Kolsch. It is dedicatory, tequila, parable, sessionable, and tropical. This week's suggested pairings. It's a shock to me, but it looks like we're getting away from tacos and chilies.
Not
here.
Not that far away from it.
So both of these could be tacos and chili.
Right. That so was the idea.
Spicy ass food is what I've got here.
Spicy ass food. So I think it probably bears a little bit of an explanation before we get too far into here. But this beer, Kin, you mentioned the word dedicatory. Dedicatory, which may or may not be a real word.
I can look it up real quick.
But we brewed this beer to sort of honor and remember our friend Nick, who passed away. Nick was a big fan of the Kolsch, our 1862 ale, and he was a big fan of tequila. So that's where the tequila comes. And he was also a big fan of making, as Vinny can attest, extremely spicy food.
Yeah, Nick loved his spicy food. He would ask you to try something that he made, and you would try it, and then immediately sweat a lot and be very uncomfortable. And he would just be like, "What do you think?"
And you would cry. Because
I would say this is so delicious that I have to cry and go to the bathroom. Yeah.
So in that spirit, we thought we'd pair this beer with food and drink that Nick would have enjoyed. So drink it with a tequila sidecar and a really spicy chili or a really spicy taco. Some habanero, some jalapeno.
Nice.
Some hot sauce.
Oh, wow.
Et cetera.
A little bit of vinegar.
Mm. Some vinegar.
Onions.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, brewing this beer, sort of in Nick's memory, we felt like it should help support a cause that Nick would have appreciated. And so, we pretty quickly came to the Dick and Jane Project, which is a musical-based outreach program that they basically pair up middle school students with professional musicians and mentor the kids through creating and recording a sort of professional studio quality song. It was a charity organization that Nick was involved with?
Not
to some extent.
Not really.
Oh.
He did play a couple of their, they would do shows every once a year as like a fundraiser thing, and he played a couple solo acoustic, but knowing that he was a guy that was really good at and really loved music, and was also a person who was really good with kids and loved kids, that it seemed just like the natural thing he would be happy to see empowered. And I think through the initial announcement of partnering with them, they were able to fund two brand new programs at two new schools. And based
That's
on
killer.
Some projections they have for this weekend and some beer sales stuff, it looks like they'll be able to, if I'm remembering correctly, they'll be able to fund like six new ones all over Columbus. And that's, again, what they do is they kind of empower kids that go to schools that can't afford a music program. And they, like you're saying, walk them through the creative process all the way. They have the kids write the lyrics, pair them with a professional local musician who will kind of sit with them, ask kids what they're thinking, what they want the song to sound like. And then that musician will go to a professional studio, work with some other players and build the song, and it'll still retain their lyrics and kind of be in their spirit. And that way, these kids are able to not only see the artistic creative side of it, of how to make a song, but also kind of the business and technical and production side of things, which is a really unique thing to see, and it's just a good opportunity.
This upcoming Saturday, so if you're listening to this podcast when it comes out, the day after tomorrow, so Saturday the 18th of August, We're hosting the Backyard Barbecue here at the Tap Room. It's an event where we will debut this Kin beer that we're talking about today. Proceeds from that beer will go to benefit the Dick and Jane Project. If you pick up a six-pack, we're going to give a dollar that you spent on it to Dick and Jane, and I think we're doing 20% of our draft pours of this beer to Dick and Jane as well. And then at the barbecue, we're going to have a dunk tank, which was originally going to be here for the pool party, but we had to cancel it. But the dunk tank will be here Saturday, and Dick and Jane is running that. They've got a lot of Columbus luminaries set to sit in the dunk tank, and you can come dunk them in the water, and 100% of those proceeds are going to go to Dick and Jane as well. But a lot of fun stuff, a lot of really great music. We're going to get things started at noon, and it's going to go all the way till sundown, till I think 10 o'clock or so, until we have to shut down the music and everything. But Ray Ray's Barbecue will be here, of course. They've invited their friends from Granville, Moe's Barbecue here. Porchetta will be here. And then all around us, there's a lot of fun stuff going on. Strong Water is getting involved, Rehab. Our good friends, Columbus Idea Foundry, it's their 10th anniversary. So that kind of really lined up nicely. They've got a lot of really awesome stuff going on, a lot of oversized games and interactive sort of our activities and art and everything. And then 400 West Rich will have some art here at Land Grant as well. So if you like hanging out in Franklinton, it would be a good Saturday to do so. You kind of see a little bit of everything going on here down in the neighborhood. And so that's this Saturday. And then beyond that, as we keep mentioning, the anniversary party, not too terribly far off. That's going to be September 29th. It's going to be party time. As I have a bullet here that says party time.
Party time.
So that's important to note. We'll probably have around 30 plus beers, give or take. All the bands playing, I believe, have some kind of tie to Land Grant. So employees, bartenders are our employees, I guess, but a lot of fun stuff. And a special halftime show is in the works from what I hear. Vinny, you're a musician.
Yes,
participating in all this chaos. Can you spill anything about the halftime show or anything?
Did we get Fergie? I heard we were talking about it.
There's a chance Fergie will be stopping by.
What about the rest of the Black Eyed Peas?
They will not. Mark, we did reach out to Metallica, and they did send a cease and desist letter for you to stop talking about
the band
for no reason.
They just said, please stop asking us to play these shows.
I don't think I've talked about
stop
Metallica
wearing your loaded
since,
t-shirt.
Last year's
stop
Rock
wearing your reloaded
range.
T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oddly enough. No, we're still figuring out all the details, but we will have all Land Grant bands from 12 to 8, and then 1 to 8, and then the night game will kick in, and around halftime, we will have a special thematic halftime show in the spirit of you know, holding the line and classic sports hits that we think will be really fun.
Just
this reminds me, Walt, I need to ask you if you can order custom Land Grant football helmets. We'll need about 15. Thanks for taking care of that for me. And we will also have our talent behind the bar in the comedic realm, Amber Falter and Angie, whose last name I don't know, actually.
Oh, boy.
This is awkward. But anyways,
Angie Smangie.
Yep. Angie Smangie and Amber Bamber will be hosting. They'll be doing some light comedy and presenting superlatives and awards to all of us here at Land Grant who are now graduating.
Yeah, four years.
4 years. It's been an incredible time. And as we go on, we remember that just all the times.
Yeah. Remember the memories, they say. All right, and I think that wraps up our upcoming events.
How about that beer, Jeff?
Right, let's talk about the beer.
Can we talk about the beer?
I think that's why everyone tuned in today.
Are we allowed to do that today?
No.
Okay. Nick's favorite beverage behind the bar was always 1862 ale. He would always have a Kolsch and then would follow it up with a chaser of tequila. We started off with a similar base of 1862 ale, of just our pale ale malt, as well as some wheat. Then we wanted to make it a little more more sessionable and pairable with tequila. So we went with more tropical hops as opposed to the Cascade that we typically use in 1862, as well as the German-grown hops that we use. So we went with Citra, Equinot, and Falconer's Flight, which have a very like melon, tropical fruit, almost like a grassy, like green bite to the back end. And then we added agave nectar just as a little kick for the whole tequila comparison thing.
Yeah, and if I can interject here real quick, with tropical, the tropical fruit really plays in another way as well. If you knew Nick or saw him working here, he was more often than not wearing a Hawaiian shirt. It was kind of his signature look. So he had a bit of a tropical panache to him. And so when you see the can, the sort of pattern, the Hawaiian shirt pattern on there was pulled from Nick's sort of signature favorite Hawaiian shirt. So that really, you know, the tropical fruit really plays into the look of the beer and the can as well.
I'm eager to get one of those t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have some t-shirts. I should be here next couple of days, but they'll be available Saturday at the barbecue.
Awesome.
So, yeah, going a little more in-depth into the beer, it's about 4.5% ABV. Looking at it, it actually looks very similar to 1862 ale. Instead of red wheat, we used white wheat on this, which should make for more of a almost doughy kind of wheat character rather than the like kind of protein-heavy, like grainy character that you get from red wheat. At first smell, you're going to get like a honey-dipped melon kind of characteristic, which is really interesting. And then you also get spice citrus, a little bit of that pine, green-like bite on the back end, and as we've been talking about, tropical notes. Taking a big swig, it almost, it's super citrus right up front, in my opinion. I don't know whether I just have a thought in my mind, but I'm getting lime. Like, I'm getting a lot of lime in it, which is interesting to me.
I would say so.
Yeah. So, I mean, like a mojito kind of lime flavor. So it should pair pretty well. Not that mojitos have tequila in them, but...
But you know what? Lime goes really well with tequila.
I've heard that.
I could vouch for that. I have empirical evidence. Mm.
So there's going to be a slight sweetness on the back end of the beer. A little honey-like. It's got a little bit of a fruity tinge to it. I kind of compare it a little bit to... it's like a mixture of Fruity Pebbles and Honey Nut Cheerios on the back end. So it's light-bodied with a mead-like finish. What I mean by mead-like, it is... It's pretty sweet. It kind of lingers on the tongue, but there is a little bit of a dry, kind of winey thing going on at the back end that, almost like a white wine, it completely dries out the back of your tongue, which makes it a very sessionable beer that you will want to have many of, or should I say...
Wait a second.
A crushable beer.
Do we have that?
Vinny!
Oh boy, Vinny.
One for a treat. Through six...
How right. crushable on the crushability index is this beer?
Let's just go totally by Vinny's, too, this week. Like, we're not even going to weigh in.
Vinny clearly proving that he's never listened to the podcast before.
What is... Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Gang, one, you're fired.
Any...
One is fired, six is crushable.
Any beers of the like Brewers that, listener sure. worth their weight in hops knows that the crushability index...
Worth their weight
is,
in hops.
Yeah, you see what I did there?
That was good.
Is how... deliciously easy drinking is this beer on a scale of 1 to 6, 6 being the most crushable, that you could like drink all 6 of them and still do your taxes, 1 being let's just have 1.
Okay. Let me get a little.
So like in terms of land grant beer, 1 would be like barrel aged Caber,
right? 6
would be Greenskeeper.
I would give this a 5.
Okay.
Strong 5.
Why
strong
not a 6?
I'm because intrigued. There's a little bit of a sweetness to it,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like too much of that brings down the crushability.
No, I don't know whether this is going to make it in the final podcast, but we are drinking the beer uncarbonated right now.
You're wearing two pairs of headphones. Didn't even see that.
Does this sound better now, Justin?
No, it's still weird. But we are drinking the beer unfermented, or not unfermented. That would be fun.
We're having wort. It's
yeah,
delicious.
We're drinking wort. It's great. We are drinking a uncarbonated product right now, so it might not come out as crisp and light as it probably could.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So then I would say
tomorrow
five,
at about
five
3
and
o'clock.
A half. But
maybe
it is slated for review.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I'm a full six.
Hey, now hold on.
This is a really good.
We agreed to not give our opinion.
Was the only
I'm five
one.
Crushing.
Oh, jeez.
Mark's a five crushing.
I'm a man of my word. I'm not going to give a score.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
You're welcome.
No backbone.
So, Justin, without giving a score, how many of these do you think you could drink?
I could probably drink about six of them.
Fair enough.
Oh, I see. What
Whoa,
he did.
Got me. Hopefully, you do so responsibly.
Oh, it'll be in the comfort of my own home.
Yes, drive.
Excellent.
Don't drive, actually.
And speaking of being drive responsible,
should
you find yourself
home.
Here at the barbecue and think, well, I shouldn't drive my car home?
No, you should not bird either. You should take a Lyft or an Uber or a taxi.
And then, maybe just have a friend or your drive wife you home.
And then when you get up the next day and say, I need to get
or
back to
husband.
My car, you go get a bird. And you do that. You call at it, and then you bird. Your ass back here, and you get your car.
This is kind of like
$5.
Oh, the next day.
Bird down
that's
here
a good idea.
Yeah, you can do that. Birds shut off at 8, so you really shouldn't be drinking
they do?
Six beers before 8 o'clock.
You can't ride a bird after 8.
No, mm-hmm. They shut down. It's not safe, Mark.
I don't even
sense.
Know about this.
Yeah.
So you, there's a limit.
Do you even bird, bro?
I've never. I used yours. But sorry.
Oh
for
yeah,
the
you
tab.
Did. I forgot.
I saw a guy trying to steal one of the what's the other one like lime
Limes,
scooter
yeah.
or something like that. Saw him try to take it outside a restaurant the other day.
Hmm.
Yeah, it gives like a warning and calls the cops. It's
yeah.
pretty fun.
He tries to take it.
Bexley and Upper Arlington have outlawed them, and they will pick them up on the premise that they are litter.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, that's not...
You know what they say
found
about
Bexley and Upper Arlington?
Bexley and Upper Arlington?
Oh.
Apparently, what? They don't like to have fun on birds.
They don't
birds.
Like fun.
Anti-avian.
They are anti-avian fun
Maybe just
disorder.
On this one instance, yeah.
Cool. Anything else? Hope to see you Saturday.
Yeah, hope to see everybody Saturday, and it's going to be a party.
Yeah.
One jorts, please.
Yeah. Cheers to our friends.
Vinny, what time Nick? Is your band going?
Campbell is playing at 6 p.m. We have a very special treat.
Super.
And we have a very special treat put together for everyone that
and
is...
they have very strict orders to not curse too much from me, or else they will not be asked back. For
and we're and the only cursing that happens in the song is the lyrics of the song that we are covering, and it's okay. it was a Billboard top 200. I think it was 199. It was a hit. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple other tunes in there. That's the only one where there's any curse.
What is it? What's the what's
you'll just
song?
Have you to you'll just have to
now, Vinny. I have something going on Saturday, and I won't be here. Would you be able to spill the beans?
Sure.
Off he's the air. He's going to be performing side two of the Vanilla Latte debut album, which is all Chipotle theme songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love Me Like You Black Bean It. Let mm-hmm. Us Love.
All right. Well, hey, good hanging with you. I think we got to wrap this up.
I've got another hour in me. I don't know about you guys.
I can keep going. We can do some more harmonies.
Do you want to do the description?
All right, everybody, have a great week. Vinny, thanks for hanging with us this week. Jeppy, thanks for taking time out of your headphone collecting schedule. And Wally.
Yeah, thanks
see
for
at the
having
party
me
Saturday.
Here at this podcast. It's great.
Tip your bartenders.
Tip
see you down
bartenders,
the tap room.
Bird on down here. Get crazy. Get crazy. All right. Come on.